Rugby on Off the Ball.
With Vodafone, official sponsors of the Irish rugby team. Team of us. Everyone in.
So Ireland 32, England 18 here at the Aviva Stadium. And Andy Dunn, I think it's fair to say Ireland signing off the 2021 Six Nations Championship with by far the best performance of not just this year, but the Andy Farrell era so far.
By a distance. Really heartening, just really great to see. It's exciting to see that the team can play in this fashion. It's something that I think the whole country is going to be enthusiastic about now as a result of it is the last game. It's obviously putting one over on the old enemy and doing it in style. And I think it'll be a huge boost to the squad itself and to the management itself, who've been criticised plenty in terms of the overall style of play with which the team have had. So today was a huge, huge moment for that team.
So let's elaborate on it. How did it happen? Why did it happen?
I think how it happened was in a lot of changes in terms of technical detail. If we look at the scrum was very solid. We gave England trouble at the scrum from early on, and England couldn't get any foothold in the game from one of their major strong points being their scrum. They led in early to a couple of early hits. They didn't learn from that themselves, and we were very solid in the scrum. If we look at the line-out, we changed how we play off the line-out. We threw to the back of the line-out a lot, and we took the ball down really, really quickly, kind of an off-the-top play from the tail of the line-out, which meant we got the ball into midfield a couple of seconds quicker, which meant the ruck was quicker and Murray could get the ball away quicker, which meant less rucks. There was more tempo in the match. We had less rucks overall. We typically, in the tail end of the Joe Schmidt era and in the early part of the Farrell era, we've averaged way more rucks than opposition teams. In the tail end of the Schmidt era, we were up around 130, 140 rucks per match. Today, we'd 79. 79 rucks, 177 of them, I think. But those rucks were faster rucks. We were, given the game's not as labour-intensive, it meant we could get the ball with less effort, with less physical grunt work, which meant the forwards were fresher and coming onto the ball at pace. We used the width of the field. We passed better. I think Murray had more opportunity to move the ball quickly because the quality of the ball he was receiving took pressure off Sexton, who was able to add variation in his game and show his experience. And we've got Henshaw probably being our best player, who was instrumental very early on in setting the tone for the Irish team. There were just so many positives. There was that they're all adding up to the hows of the win. I think the why of the win, the why could have been just frustration maybe on everyone's part in the squad. Based on the criticism they've received, there's been very little, from myself included and the media in general, I think there's been very little positives to take from recent history. One or two kind of promising moments, but overall we haven't seen a performance that has been a statement performance for this group, and that was by a distance their best performance in the Farrell era.
When was the last time they were at that level in a single game even?
For me, probably the All Blacks win at home. We played very well. We had an effective performance against Scotland in the World Cup, but we didn't play with any style and we didn't play with any creativity in that match. We were just very effective. That was a game where we were stylish, we were creative, we were really, really effective, we were clever, and we outthought England on a number of areas. I thought it was really interesting having a look at how we went after George Ford. I think we kind of systematically went after George Ford. We left a bit on him after every tackle. We got inside his head. You could see in the first half he retreated in terms of his depth. And he's been key to a lot of the good qualities in English performances in recent years. And he was choked out of the match. And I think in a perfectly legal way, he was suffocated. And I think he was subbed off then 15 minutes into the second half. Farrell was switched into to 10, and then Farrell got the head injury. And Jones's ploy to have a 6-2 split on the bench came back to bite him pretty hard at that stage. They were left without either of their starting 10. So, yeah, I think probably our best performance since the All Blacks win at home here.
And setting the standard early, as I know we were saying when we were watching those early stages, 15 minutes in, we'd counted two choke tackles, one for scrums by Robbie Henshaw, a line break by Robbie Henshaw, and a tackle on Elliot Daly right under the English post from a high ball. Robbie Henshaw getting up right up on top of him, Ireland winning a penalty. All that from one player inside 15 minutes. Like that, talk about setting the stall out. And on Robbie Henshaw in particular, he was man of the match today. Up there with Tadhg Byrne, probably his player of the tournament from an Irish point of view.
Yeah, I think overall I would say yeah, he has been our player of the tournament. I think he's consistent in his defensive duties. Today he kind of stepped up above that consistency, and that first 15-20 minutes, if you need people to lead by action and set the tone, one of the areas I think we've not struggled hugely in terms of our attitude at any stage. There's been no criticism of our application, our attitude, and you'd often see that characterised in a team by the speed with which they come off the line defensively, and we've been doing that really well against most oppositions in recent weeks. Today it was another mark up again on that. The first 15-20 minutes, it looked from on high here, it looked like England were really struggling to maintain any kind of composure on the ball based on the how aggressive we were in that defensive line, and they looked very rattled by that. And I think Henshaw set the tone as a 13, often will. He'll be the person who'll decide when to shoot out of the line and lead that line. And it was an interesting shift positionally for him. He's been so effective at 12. Obviously, Ringrose had a poor day last day and then wasn't available for selection. So Henshaw switches one position out. But he showed he's equally effective, if not more effective, in at 13 today.
And on Henshaw in particular, and his all-round game, like, he's definitely brought it on to a new level in the last couple of months. So what I'm trying to figure out is, what is he doing now, or what isn't he doing at the moment in comparison to maybe 12 months ago?
I think players... I don't think there's ever been any question marks about Robbie Henshaw's abilities. His lowest point in an Irish jersey was probably an Ireland-England game here
at fullback.
And I also think he's, he got harshly criticised in that game. He didn't have a great match, but he's also, much like Elliot Daly, he's very capable at fullback. He's very capable at centre. He's not going to play, I don't think he's going to play a whole lot at fullback for Ireland, but I would back him that he'd be quite comfortable to play back there. My point in terms of what he's doing at centre that's different in the last 12 months, I think he's just match sharp. He's had a run of games where he's kind of at peak energy levels. His injury profile has been very low. He's got a lot of momentum in his game and confidence in his game. And I think if we can see him add in, he's got distribution in his game. He's probably not had the opportunity to distribute a lot the way we've played. If we could see him add that into his game, that's probably more a tactical decision by management. He's got that in the locker as well. So it would be great to see that final little flourish come into his game. But in terms of physical contribution around the field and at key moments, he's been outstanding.
Other players that impressed today? Like, there were definitely quite a few, but if you were to pick out one or two more?
Overall, I thought the forward pack were outstanding. And I thought in defence, if we looked at Tadhg Byrne, Ian Henderson in particular, and Van der Flyer and Stander. So four of those, in terms of the eight, were outstanding defensively and caused huge disruption to the English attack. In terms of our attack and our offensive play, I think Jack Conan stood out. The difference of having a kind of a thoroughbred athlete ball player at number eight as opposed to a heroic workhorse that is CJ Stander, and he's added huge value to the Irish jersey through his work ethic. But I think there's a discernible difference in terms of what we can do in terms of our creative play when we've got a ball player at number eight. And Jack most likely is going to get huge credit for that line-out play. I think that's a management deserve a lot of credit for that. Jack will get credit for his execution. But his general play around the field, I think he's a brilliant reader of the game. And he will add a lot to the Irish back row if he can stay injury free. We've also got the likes of Caelan Doris there. Hopefully he can come back into the fray. And we've never really had huge problems in terms of depth in the back row. Mm. But yeah, overall, those standout performers in the Irish pack, probably the four lads I mentioned defensively were just superb. And then Conan, I think, stood out just in terms of that attacking prowess.
And then as a whole as well, the line out and the scrum in particular were excellent as well. So it's not just individual performance, there was all coming together as a whole as well.
Yeah, but interestingly, we, like much like the rooks, I think we, like I said, 79 rooks in total, which is vastly smaller amount of rooks than a lot of our previous internationals in recent years. But also, I think we only had 5 scrums and maybe 12 lineouts, and won all of our scrums and 11 out of 12 lineouts. But it's actually the way we used the quality of that ball. It wasn't 18 scrums and 22 lineouts that we won, but it gave us, you know, stale midfield ball. It actually created high tempo ball in midfield, which split up the English defence, took away all of their momentum and allowed our players to come onto the ball at pace. So sometimes stats can be misleading. I think in today's stats, they're hugely instructive and insightful, that we've reduced our scrums but remained very much delivering a quality scrum. We've reduced our amount of lineouts, but we've improved the quality of ball we're delivering to the midfield. And we've reduced our ruck count as a result, which means we're less labour intensive, we've more energy in the game, and it showed. I mean, we'd massive amount of energy even going into the last 7-8 minutes, down to 14 men and then 13 men. We showed huge appetite still at that stage and huge energy levels, and I think it's because we conserved ourselves, our energies to the game.
You mentioned like Ireland's use of the ball off set pieces. Like, there was no better example than the opening try of the game on 22 minutes, when you kind of touched on it there, the overthrow from Rob Herring towards the back, Jack Conan stepping in and just tapping that ball down to Keith Earls. At the time, ourselves and I'm sure most people watching it were just wondering, was that exactly the plan? You know, was Jack Conan going to run back and carry the ball? But as we saw at halftime, there was a video doing the rounds, and I'm sure a lot of people watching this will have seen it as well, where Simon Easterby is being interviewed down on pitch side, and Ireland are trying out that exact move. So it was something that was definitely on the cards. And in fairness, for a man that hasn't got too much credit over the course of the last couple of months, Mike Catt probably does deserve a bit of credit for that bit of invention.
Absolutely. I think all of our attacking play today was of a different caliber to what we've seen. And I think Mike Catt, as attack coach, who has been criticised, absolutely deserves a kind of a reversal in terms of that criticism, and deserves the applause and the praise today, because he's clearly had a long think about how he can intervene and help, or maybe he's been given more access to team strategy and team play. Whatever the change, we can only surmise, but in terms of the actual technical delivery and the tactical delivery of those plays off set piece, it was very obvious that the line Keith Earls ran, he was anticipating there could be a pass down from Conan.
That,
I mean, there's no way he would have been running at that pace into that hole unless it was something they'd practiced before. And obviously then we had that halftime video on social media. We saw them practicing it in the warm-up, so that confirmed it. You know, my toes curled a little. We had a midfield scrum after about a minute, and we split our attack and we ran right, and Bundiaki, one pass, we got tackled into touch, and I thought, here we go again, you know, a lack of creativity. But actually that was a false dawn, and we actually had a brilliant creative attacking performance aside from that first mistake.
Also as well, like, I think even over the course of Andy Farrell's tenure, there have been a couple of good performances here or there. I think of Wales in the second game of the Six Nations last year, Scotland at the end of the Autumn Nations Cup in 2020 as well, where Ireland have looked very good at times during the game. The problem was we haven't really seen it too much. Is the fact that Ireland have done this today against a team of England's capabilities and the fact that they've shown as much invention and as much, I suppose, enthusiasm for the game against a team like England, would that give you a lot more belief that you're probably going to see a bit more of it in the future?
Yeah, I have a huge pep in my step after that today. It's not like we've been abject in previous performances, but we've not been creative, we've not been innovative. I don't think we've been clever. I think we've had a huge amount of endeavour in the approach and great attitude. And that's always to be commended and applauded. And it's not always the case in international teams where the attitude is spot on a weekly basis. And I think we've shown we have that in our repertoire. Today showed a discernible change in style. And it showed a discernible change in our attitude around how we attack. And it showed that we're willing to embrace a high tempo, fast game, use width, reduce our rooks, offload more. To me, it's kind of what I've hoped to see in an Irish jersey for quite a long time. And it's probably the first time, certainly the first time we've seen it under Farrell. And I'm delighted with that, as I'm sure everyone else watching was.
And finally, a word for a man who I can just see down on the touchline, down towards the right, about to be greeted by England head coach Eddie Jones, CJ Stander, what we assume is probably going to be his final game for Ireland after he announced his retirement from the game during the week. A disappointing final day for him insofar as he's here at an empty Aviva Stadium, and I'm sure so many people would have been loved to come out and give him a good send-off, but his legacy in Ireland, his legacy in Munster?
I heard some of the players, Conor Murray, Peter O'Mahony, Sexton, during the week. I think what he's brought to the group is almost a respect and a friendship that he has from his peers more than anything else, that he's someone they would go into battle with. He's the first person perhaps they would go into battle with. And I don't know CJ, but everything I hear is positive in terms of who he is as a person. You never hear a bad word said about him. He seems to be a man of great integrity, and in terms of his work ethic, we've seen that on countless occasions in the Munster and the Irish jersey. He's been a workhorse for Ireland, and he's been a very effective one over the years, and we wish him the best in his retirement.
Nice way to sign things off, Andy. So Ireland 32-18 winners against England here at the Aviva Stadium. Andy Dunn, thanks for joining me.
Cheers, Neil.
Rugby on Off the Ball.
With Vodafone, official sponsors of the Irish rugby team. Team of us, everyone in.